There are things which in some cultures have been done in unique ways that I would feel, for instance, a certain weakness for great Chinese poetry. To my mind, is the most, the fullest poetical expression one can conceive, because it's both the meaning of the poem, it's the visual calligraphy of it. It's free from all grammatical deadwood, no particles, declensions, conjugations, and so on. So it's like a big bell ringing one blow after the next. Each word carries meaning, and it's beautiful in itself. So Chinese poetry is a unique means of expression, which first it's more memorable than the other. I think, I'm not empty boasting, but I think I've still in my memory more Chinese poems than I would have English or French poetry. However much I love French, I don't feel that French poetry can compare with English poetry, not even with Flemish poetry. French has no tonic accent, so it's a very flat language. But I'm venturing here in wild generalization and so on. You can compare different languages for different aspects and so on, but you cannot conclude on superiority of a culture or